This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi, this is Mary. I'm from Philippines, and I'm actually using an application just to call you guys. And you can see the number. It's going to be from Ohio, I think. But I'm from Philippines, so sorry about that. But currently working here in Saudi Arabia, I've been listening to your podcast. Came upon your podcast while I was looking for ghosts and anything paranormal podcast on Google Podcasts. I was actually subscribed to one of the other podcasts that I listened to. Then it came upon your podcast. And then I got addicted, I guess. So basically, I just want to share about a story that I had before. It's going to be a short story. They're kind of connected. So being a kid, there was this entity in our house growing up. It was actually... there was not just one, but let's talk about this white lady that we always encounter. She's not specifically from living in our house or staying in our house, but she's coming from the other house at the back of our house, if you get what I mean. So there's a connecting yard at the back before, and there's this big avocado tree. And then my nanny before always see this girl or lady, the white lady, and she always tells my mom that, hey, I actually saw a girl in white with long black hair crossing. Is there anyone in the other house? So my mom was just like, no, it's just an old man, an old guy there living alone without his wife and kids. So basically, my nanny that time always sees that. And to my surprise, all of the nannies that I had, they all saw this white lady. So fast forward, it was November. It's Halloween. It's October 31st, going November. And I love watching paranormal stuff since it's been coming up on the TV every time within this season. So for this one, I was watching. I remembered that I was watching a ghost documentary, a Filipino documentary. And then I saw someone cross our kitchen. In our kitchen, there's the door, the back door from towards the yard to the other, to the other house. And then I just fell it over. It's just, it's actually temporarily closed that time, so no one could cross. And I didn't know this girl. Obviously, she's a stranger. So I just saw this girl crossing and walking slowly, but you can't see her feet, a white dress. And then she crossed, like, she's just there. Then she went away. I felt my hair from the back all had goosebumps. It stood up. Oh, I left the TV on, ran up to my mother, and just like, there is a woman. And then my grandmother, I remember, she was joking me that, see, that's what you get from watching those documentaries at this time. But we remember that my mom had this, what do you call this, fire pit or the grass. They set the grass on fire to, like, kill the dead leaves and all at the back of the yard. So maybe she said that the woman I saw actually was disturbed. That's why she was walking like trotting. And then after a few years later, I had my friend over at my room, and we're at my room. And at my room, there's another door to going to the rooftop. Because there's what do you call this? The clothes rack there or something that we hang the clothes outside. So basically, I was fixing her hair, doing girly stuff. And then she said, hey, is Auntie doing laundry? Is she drying the clothes? I'm like, no, she's not. She is downstairs. And then when the moment I told her that, she's pretty skeptical about what I said. And she's pretty sure that my mom was actually whom she saw. She said she's wearing dress, and but she can't see the feet. And then as soon as I told her that, no, I'm sure that my mom is downstairs, my mom shouted and peeked on us and she said, girls, let's eat. And she went white as hell. So that's just my story. And a few of my other classmates from university actually saw the girl when we did the thesis. And this guy that I'm group with, he asked me, I didn't tell anyone about this, but he asked me after he took a bath on my shower, he asked me, like, is there something paranormal, like a girl, a white lady? And I told her, why? I mean, I told him why. And then he was like, she's actually peeking while I'm showering at the window. So, yeah, that's it. And actually, I think there's still existing. A lot of paranormal activities happen at our home. And, yep, that's it. I'll be calling next time for another few stories. So, yeah, bye.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.